Now to the Insight segment. With COVID infection rates on the rise, there are questions about how to keep the return to school in D.C. a safe one. Joining me now to talk about that is Jacqueline Pogue-Lyons, president of the Washington Teachers Union. We're not taking calls tonight because we have a truncated show and we are ending at 7:30. Ms. Pogue-Lyons, first of all, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for inviting me to speak to you tonight.
So let's, first of all, start with where we are right now in the District of Columbia. Of course, we've had weather issues and issues with testing. From your perspective, is this the right time for schools to reopen, or do other things need to be done before schools can open safely?
Well, we believe that, and we've always felt this, that along with making sure that everyone wears a mask, that we have excellent ventilation, that we clean schools well, we also have been saying since school started in August that testing is a sure way of trying to mitigate and stop the spread of COVID-19. And we definitely know that now with this new variant, that is a good way to help mitigate the virus. And we know that everyone feels very anxious and apprehensive and nervous. I really do understand and empathize with it, but I believe that the district is doing something that no other district or local is doing by testing everyone, meaning teachers, students, and staff before they enter the schools on Thursday.
Do you believe that the school system is ready to do that? Because we've got a kind of a double whammy. We have had really inclement weather, which has caused a delay in making sure that the testing kits are handed out. The mayor pushed that back a day so that the testing kits could go out today and tomorrow. Is there enough time to get all students and staff and teachers tested to return to class on Thursday?
I'm hopeful. We've had a couple of glitches along with the weather, but everybody has been patient and giving everyone what we call grace. We had the bad weather yesterday. Teachers were scheduled to come and pick up their tests yesterday, but we had to close due to the snow. We had issues with the snow today because we know everything froze over last night, and teachers were told to come and pick up their tests starting at 11. So they were given a little more time, but still yet we have teachers who come from all over, and there were still some issues with teachers getting into their schools. I reached out to the chancellor, and he let me know that teachers could, after I requested, that teachers could go and pick up their tests from any school as long as they had their ID. So teachers could go to the school that is closest to their home if they lived close to a school that was closer to their home than their actual school. They could go as long as they showed an ID. Teachers still had issues, and so the time was extended. They were supposed to upload everything by 2 o'clock, and because we know that teachers had issues with picking up the test because of the weather, they now have until 10 a.m. tomorrow. We also know that teachers had some concerns with uploading the results. And so we have told teachers, we reached out to DCPS, and we let DCPS know that teachers were having some concerns and issues with uploading. They gave us a number that teachers could reach out to if they were having technical difficulties. They also told teachers that if they were still continue to have issues, that they could take a screenshot of their results and send it to their school leader, their principals, their vice principals, and let them know that they had technical issues. So every time teachers have reached out to the WTU. We've then reached out to the chancellor and to DCPS to let them know what the issues are. And DCPS has been very flexible in saying, yes, we know that there are some concerns and some issues, and these are the things that we can do to take care of it.
You are, however, considering all of the other challenges and issues regarding the Omicron variant and the infection rates for adults and children, you are still in favor of students going back into the classroom?
I think the best place for students to be is in person. That's why I think that once we find out, once we get everyone tested, if teachers and staff and students do not have a negative test result, they will not be allowed in the building. What we're also pushing for is that students and teachers get tested every week. We have what we call a memorandum of agreement that we signed with DCPS and the chancellor that makes it so that teachers will be receiving, starting next week, a home test in the mail every week. And so teachers will be able to take a test every week to make sure they're negative, because what we have to make sure of with this variant is that as much as possible, people will not be going into the school if they are positive. We would also, if we had everything our way, make sure that every student is tested every week. But we know now that if teachers choose to, they can receive a test at home every week. And that's an agreement that we signed with DCPS. We're also happy that all staff and teachers will receive the KN95 mask. We would also like students to receive the K95 mask, because that's another layer of protection. But we know that even though we're trying to take the highest level of precautions, that this variant still might spread. And we are still talking and working out with DCPS what those metrics will look like in case we have to pivot to virtual.
What about cleaning? Certainly, that is an issue for all school systems. Are you confident that the schools have been sufficiently cleaned and ready for students to return?
It is my hope that since students have been out for almost 2 weeks, that the schools will be in tip-top shape when students return on Thursday. And I know that I've let teachers know that if they have any concerns regarding the cleanliness of their schools, that they simply need to reach out to the union. And we have what we call the situation room. In fact, today is Tuesday, and we meet every week with an advisor to the mayor, as well as the chancellor, regarding any issues that exist in the school regarding the pandemic. And one of them is the cleanliness of schools. And if there are any issues in the schools regarding cleaning, we let our teachers know that they should reach out to us, and we bring it right to the situation room. Anything that has to do with concerns regarding the pandemic, we meet every Tuesday to discuss that with DCPS.
What are your teachers, your rank and file teachers, telling you about the concerns that they may have in returning to school during this session?
They are rightfully concerned, and I understand that. They're very anxious because they're concerned about the health of their students. They're also concerned because they work in the schools and they don't want to take anything home to their families. So I've always said, and I've let our members know that we support testing, and we've been supporting, like I said, we've been supporting that since August, that's one way of mitigating the spread of the disease. The other way is ventilation. The other way is making sure that we have the right type of mask, and making sure that if the metrics are too high and we know that the spread is it's too much in a school that we have to be ready to pivot to virtual learning and to make sure that the district is ready for us to pivot to virtual learning by making sure that all students have the technology necessary if we have to go virtual. And so I understand their nervousness and I empathize and I get it. And we're right there to make sure if the numbers are too high that the school will be ready to pivot, because you cannot, if you have a staff that's positive, if you have too many children that positive, it's showing that there's a spread and there's a problem, and we have to be ready to directly pivot into virtual. And so we, as a union, are staying in constant communication, almost daily and sometimes hourly, with the chancellor and DCPS regarding when a school needs to close because there's a lack of staff, or there's spread of the virus, or that there aren't enough children because there are too many positive rates, and that we need to pivot to virtual. And that could be a concern as we return back to school on Thursday.
As it relates to the metrics and the possibility of pivoting and making a shift in the event that the numbers are too high, is it possible to have some schools open and some schools closed? From your perspective, what might that look like?
Yes, and because this variant really showed its ugly head right after Thanksgiving, and 2 weeks, pretty much 2 weeks after the Thanksgiving break is when we saw the numbers go up. And that's when I was in, like I said, sometimes daily, almost every other hour contact with DCPS and reporting the numbers that our members reported to us. And I believe maybe close to over 20 schools had to pivot to virtual learning in that period, right? 2 weeks after the Thanksgiving break and into the winter break, because the numbers were high and there were too many staff members who were positive or needed to quarantine, and it made it impossible to run the schools efficiently. And I have a feeling that we may see these same numbers as we return on Thursday. And so hence it is so critical that everyone get tested, both staff, both teachers, as well as students, follow the protocol as much as possible and get tested and upload their results, so that when those who walk into the schools on Thursday will be negative.
It was, after doing this now for more than a year, and we saw some of the shortcomings that have been imposed on the students, because no one was really prepared for a pandemic. No one was prepared for in-person, or rather no one was prepared for distance learning. Can you talk to me about your concerns relevant to students who may have fallen terribly behind and could yet again experience even more of that as the union, the school administration tries to adjust to what appears to be a really uncomfortable new normal?
Well, that's our concern, because we know for many of our students, especially in our underserved communities, many of them spent a year and a half or more learning virtual. So we know after what we've gone through since March of 2020, and I can't believe that March is coming around again, and it'll be 2 years that we've been trying to battle with this pandemic, that we know that the best place for our students to learn is in person. So that's why I believe the best place for us to start is to make sure that everyone is tested before they walk into the schools on Thursday. And if we find that the numbers are too high and that it becomes a health and safety concern for everyone, that we're ready to pivot, because we've done this before. And our teachers rose to the occasion to teach virtually. And they did it at the drop of a dime in March of 2020. And we have to be prepared that they might have to do that for a short time, January and February. But if we find that schools are testing like they should and there's enough staff, meaning, you know, our paraprofessionals as well as our security, as well as our cafeteria, as well as our custodial and maintenance, if it's enough staff there to run the school and it's not a spread of the disease, we are hopeful that we can continue with in-person learning. But when we see that the metrics are changing, then we have to also, like I said, be ready to pivot to virtual learning. And we want to ensure that all students and teachers have the technology necessary for us to pivot if we have to.
What about the retention of teachers and paraprofessionals during the course of the pandemic? A lot of school districts across the country saw a huge exodus last year. Are you also experiencing the same?
We're desperately and concerned about the shortage of teachers that I believe will continue into this year and next year. DC does a great job of getting the best and the brightest teachers from this city and around the country, but we always haven't done the best job in keeping them. And can't believe I'm saying that we'll be approaching this year 29 years of teaching in the district. And what I know kept me in the teaching profession was constant support from my administrators. I had a mentor when I first entered the teaching profession. I had excellent professional development. We know that our teachers that come in today have lots of experience, and they have the best knowledge and education behind them. We have to pay them for that. We know that a lot of the teachers that come into this profession, their peers who have other jobs in other professions, by the time they have 5 and 10 years of experience in other professions, they're making quite a lot more than people who stay in education. And we have to make sure that we can pay folks for this important job. And we're not keeping up with the pay that folks who are in other professions receive. And that's one reason why we're losing a lot of teachers also.
But I was speaking specifically of the impact of the pandemic on retention.
It has. It's been, because not only are our students having to deal with a lot of stress due to the pandemic, our teachers are also, and kids are coming in with lots of emotional and social needs that teachers have to address. And that's putting a lot of pressure on teachers. And also what many of our teachers have said right here in the district is over testing of students. We are saying that we're going to spend a lot of time on the social and emotional needs of our students. And we know that students have come in and they're behind. But what teachers are saying to the union is that we're drilling and killing the kids with testing and not spending as much time as we need on their social and emotional learning. And that's another way that we're draining teachers. And teachers are saying, they hired me to be a professional, but when I get into the classroom, they're not treating me like a professional. They feel like they're being micromanaged every minute of the day, and they're not being rewarded and given the freedom to do what's best for their students. And so that's also another reason why teachers are choosing to leave the profession. It's never the students. They love the students. It's all those other things outside of teaching the students that's pushing them out of the profession.
And certainly the pandemic has not helped at all. Jacqueline Pogue Lyons, president of the Washington Teachers Union, I want to thank you so much for talking to us. I need you, as always, to be safe.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And you too. Stay safe.
Thank you. And we want to remind our listeners, because of the extreme weather conditions, this has been a truncated edition of the Daily Drum for this Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. Now, stay tuned for the original Quiet Storm with John Mons. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.